Tired of the smell and air quality in your basement or crawl space? Don't despair. The newest Wave Moisture Control Unit will transform your basement or crawl space into a drier, healthier, more comfortable environment. The new Wave units incorporate smart technology, using wireless sensors upstairs and down, which monitor conditions and automatically adjust the ventilation rate for optimal performance. An app allows you to monitor and control your unit from anywhere. In the presence of carbon monoxide, an alert will be sent to the app and the unit will automatically ventilate at the highest rate. Get rid of moisture, radon, and gases from your basement and your whole house year-round with Wave. Wave units are maintenance-free and only cost pennies a day to run. Performance guaranteed. Dealer opportunities available. Call now, 888-717-WAVE, 888-717-WAVE, or visit dryhealthyhome.com, dryhealthyhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Your health in the focus. Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen along with Dr. Jack Stockwell here to focus on the things that may be bothering you. I don't know what's bothering you. You can send along. I'm not a mind reader, although sometimes I may sound like I am. Jack is here to be at your service, so you can send along any ideas, questions that you have for Jack, specific or general. You can send it to me at Doug Steffen on Twitter or Doug at DougSteffen.com. Jack's website is ForbiddenDoctor.com. Send him questions there. Jack's a board-certified Nooka chiropractor. He's a GAPS practitioner. His service through his office, his clinic is in Salt Lake City, and he and his wife and the staff there have a lot of different things they focus on. Jack specializes in actually the Nooka, the chiropractic treatment. His wife is a fabulous analyst. She can figure out what's going on in your body no matter what. She works very hard on these symptom surveys that you can access by going to ForbiddenDoctor.com and basically take the test. It's free, 30 minutes worth of your time. Find out what's going on in your body. That's the best thing you could possibly do, it seems to me. Their podcasts are Legion and Legend. I have a number of them, 141, and the latest one focuses on infertility, miscarriages, and heart muscle weakness. How are those tied together, or are they three separate things, Jack?
No, they're intimately tied together. The current rate of infertility in this country is about 1 in 6. It used to be 1 in 7. Now it's 1 in 6 couples which are incapable of having children. Mm-hmm. Which are devastating, you know, ratios, not just for the couples who cannot have their own children, but what it means in an overall sense of the health of this country as the ability to reproduce. Our species is one of the most basic processes of human life. And what one of the primary causes of infertility is also, once you can conceive, if you get over that hurdle, is one of the primary causes of miscarriage. And it's also intimately related to ongoing weakness of the heart muscle. And that's what the podcast is about. You know, it's not a short one. It's a little, there's some time involved. But it also goes into the history of what happened almost 100 years ago when they started discovering vitamins. And they called them accessory food factors. They didn't have the word vitamin. They didn't know
that's
what a vitamin was.
Accessory food factors? That's
yeah, they knew there was something in the food that yeah. made a difference
so
in somebody's life.
So where did the term
life.
Vitamin come from then?
Well, when they started noticing that certain elements of a food would make a difference, especially vitamin A, and they named them in order of a discovery. Vitamin A was first. It wasn't named after Albert. No. It was the first one that they found.
And then, really?
Yeah. And I talk a lot about vitamin E in this particular podcast. It was originally called vitamin X because they weren't even sure what it was until they were able to isolate it from wheat germ oil. And they found out that adequate amounts of wheat germ oil 100 years ago, well, it was in the 1920s, would make a startling change in the ability to conceive, a startling change in the ability to carry a pregnancy to full term, and also strengthening the heart muscle. The big problem showed up when the pharmaceutical, and there weren't any pharmaceutical companies really like they are today back then. They were dye manufacturers. Most of the pharmaceutical companies that exist today that existed back then were making dye colors, dyes for clothing and fabrics.
Great.
And when they discovered towards the end of the 1930s, when they started looking for what was in a vitamin that made a difference, because you can't store large amounts of wheat germ oil, it goes bad. I mean, it's the heart and core of the nutrition of wheat. And you can't store large amounts, so they tried to go into the laboratory. All right, what makes this thing work? And they started coming into small little fractional pieces of the whole food complex. And they got the legal bodies all around the planet to agree that a tocopherol oil was vitamin E. And you go almost anywhere you go today and you pick up a bottle of vitamin E, it's going to say alpha tocopherol or delta tocopherol oil on the bottle, which is one small piece of the whole vitamin E complex. So they discovered after 1939, when this took place, that all the miracles that had been attributed to wheat germ oil in the previous two decades couldn't be repeated anymore when they used tocopherol oil. So vitamin E kind of got pushed off to the side. We, in our clinic, we take care of infertile couples and girls who will miscarry, repeated miscarriages. In fact, we just had a baby delivered here not very long ago on a woman who had repeated miscarriages. And when we got her on our protocol, she carried the baby to full term. And it's nothing new. It's just it was forgotten. But standard process has maintained the integrity of vitamin E ever since it was first discovered in the 1920s.
Vitamin E, I think you told me once, or somebody told me once, you got to be careful not to have too much vitamin E. And I wonder how much that is. I don't want to belabor this, but I do think that we need to spend a little bit of time each week talking about something like this. The vitamins that we ingest. I remember my doctor telling me when I was in my 20s, I started getting physicals when I was 24 every year. And I remember when I was 28, 29, I started taking some vitamins, and he told me not to bother because all I would do was pee them out. They weren't really going to be absorbed into my system. Why would you take this stuff? You know, you get all you need in food. Don't waste your money or your time on supplements. I never took his advice. I've been on a supplement routine to the point where I take about 30 a day now. And do some of them just kind of pee
out
of
my body? Well, the thing that makes the big difference, yes, the synthetic ones, your body will pee out of you as fast as possible because it doesn't want it in the body. In fact, that's how you measure something that's toxic to the body when you take it orally. How fast does it show up in the urine? Like if you took what's considered vitamin C today, ascorbic acid, which is not vitamin C. It's just a small part of the whole vitamin C complex. But if you took like five, if you chewed up 5 1,000 milligram tablets of ascorbic acid, orange flavored, whatever else, with a little pinch of rose hips in it, within 30 minutes, your urine will be full of ascorbic acid. Not because you took a bunch, but because your body does not want that inside of itself. And it will get rid of it as quickly as possible. Now, when vitamins come from food, it's totally different because your body can regulate what it wants and get rid of what it doesn't want and hold on to what it does. But most of the vitamins in the marketplace today are just simply counterfeits. They're synthetics that were made in a laboratory. They did not come from food. You remember back in the 70s or the 80s, whenever on 2020 or some of these other shows, and they would talk about, oh, vitamin C causes hardening of the arteries. Vitamin E causes heart problems.
The back and forth on vitamins.
Yeah, it was synthetic.
Vitamin C is good. It's bad. Like coffee. Good, bad. What is it?
Yeah.
It's all dependent on who pays for the survey.
Well, at the end of the program, in the last 30 seconds of the show, they say, but when these vitamins were extracted from food, we did not see these adverse effects. And the big difference was they were doing studies with synthetic chemicals, which, of course, the body was never designed to metabolize.
All right. Let's focus on something that's really good for your health and well-being. You get a good night's rest. You'll feel better in the morning and your body will like you and it will do better for you. Best way to get a good night's rest is by having My Pillows all around your bed. My Pillow, a passion of Mike Lindell, who was an engineer, and he couldn't get, he had a hard time sleeping, and he couldn't find a good way to get a good night's rest. So he figured it was the pillow. So he used his engineering skills to invent the My Pillow that we see today, and he made some for some neighbors and friends, gave them away as presents. People say, wow, these are fabulous. Why don't you go into that business and for the last 12 years. That's what he's been doing. MyPillow has exploded in the marketplace and across our country and across the world because it works. It is a fabulous product. The MyPillow reality for me is that I wrap myself around MyPillows. I got big ones and small ones. You can get whatever size you want by going to MyPillow.com. Right now, if you buy two premium pillows and two of their smaller go-anywhere pillows, you get them at half price. You buy four, pay for two. It's the deal. 100% machine washable, 100% machine dryable, made in the USA, backed by a 10-year warranty, and if you don't like it after 60 days, you send them back. That's the way to do it. You can wash them every 4 months or so. That's what they recommend. Dry them and use them. Adjust the fill so that it fits your neck and your head just right, and you'll have a great night's rest, and your health will be pluperfect. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Get a better night's rest with the world's most comfortable pillow, MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. Again, visit MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for fabulous deals on anything in the catalog at MyPillow.com. So there are a lot of people who focus on things like paleo diets, the whole 30 paleo diet. I'm back to what confuses people, and I'm trying to straighten things out. Sometimes you help me, Jack. Sometimes you don't. Because there's so much information here, but people just want to know simple bottom line stuff. What do I eat to maintain my health and well-being? Is there a diet? We've talked about every diet there is, the Atkins diet, just a regular diet. The paleo diet is supposedly back to basics. Yeah, the Mediterranean diet. Good God. Again, who pays it? Who really follows this stuff to the letter of the law?
Two podcasts ago, podcast 139 is called Ditch the Diet. Mm-hmm. And in that podcast, Mary and I talk quite a bit about eating what you crave, except for flour
and
sugar.
I crave ice cream.
Yeah, well, that's not a natural craving.
It's the most natural thing in the world. There's nothing better than ice cream. It's the most natural thing in the world.
Yeah, well, I would probably take some issue with that.
Yeah, but you like ice cream.
Eat what you crave. Well, yeah, and I can't remember the last time I had some.
Uh-oh.
And I don't eat it on a regular basis because I would eat way too much of it. Yes, of course I love ice cream. Who doesn't? You know, there's a... I think it was George Bernard Shaw that made the comment, it was Mark Twain, in fact. Nothing's more exciting than seeing the look on somebody with their first taste of ice cream. But it's sugar, and usually it's the wrong kind of fats, and it's sugar, sugar, sugar. Otherwise, you would never eat it without all that sugar in there. So the idea of what kind of a diet are you going to follow, listen to your inner cravings besides anything to do with flour, anything to do with sugar, and listen, and especially of meat, fish, dairy, and eggs, and spices, and your body will tell you what it wants, and it may be different one day than it is the next day. And if you get locked into some of these diet programs, you have to have this at this time, this day, and you have to have this,
right.
When your brain is saying, that's not what I want, this is what I want, you have these beautiful but often silent or almost silent cravings that are telling you exactly what your body's looking for. It may be looking for this particular kind of, now this is going to sound a little odd, this kind of a bacteria, or this kind of a virus, or this kind of a parasite to deal with an internal problem inside of itself. It may be looking for some extra zinc. It may be looking for some extra iron or magnesium, and it will drive you to the foods that have those things. Now, with that said, the other piece of advice is, if Mother Nature didn't make it, be very careful about consuming it, because it's going to have a bunch of stuff in there besides what you're looking for, either to try to fool your brain into thinking that there is some kind of food value to it, or the original food value has been destroyed by overprocessing it. Mm-hmm. So if you eat what Mother Nature made and you listen to those internal cravings, then you can ditch the diet.
Ice cream.
Yeah. Ice cream.
We've gotten so sophisticated with the amount of information we have compared to what went on. Imagine yourself as a doctor in the early 20th century. Put yourself back in time. Jack Stockwell, medical doctor in let's say 1910, and then fast forward to today. Could you? You wouldn't even recognize the
things. They used herbs and they used food.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
They had simple medications, no drugs whatsoever. There were a lot of different. We've made a lot of medical advances, but one wonders sometimes how advanced some of these things that are available today are. There are impressive breakthroughs. People are healthier because of modern medicine, but then there are maladies that haven't been touched or cured. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV. To receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free, call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
It's always a treat when Jack Stockwell is around. He and I have been exchanging, I was going to say fluids, but that doesn't sound good, does it?
No.
Mental fluids. For years and years and years. And speaking of mental, I wanted to have you weigh in on the continuing controversy. I guess that's what it is here. Looking around this week, I see another brain disorder linked to football, one to hockey. Former Ohio State linebacker Joshua Perry, who is with the Seattle Seahawks, announces this week he's retiring from football. He's only 24 years old, but he's had at least six documented concussions. And he basically says, I don't want the rest of my life to be ruined by football. I have enjoyed the game, loved playing. I think he's pretty good at it from what I understand. But he says, I want to be able to have the conversation about what's next in my life. But I won't do that. He's worried about being able to live his life at his home in Central Ohio. So he's one. This is a general warning, I guess, Jack, something that we have talked about. I've been talking about on this program for years, frankly, and I say proudly, I was the first person on the air, whether sports talk radio or general talk radio, to ever devote any time talking about this because of my own experience getting a brain scan and talking to the people at this company, Seriscan in Denver, that has profiled the brains of thousands of hockey players, football players. And that's the standard for judging what's going on in your brain, looking at their brains. And because of the increased risk of brain disorders, especially we get into the fall and youngsters who want to play hockey or football at their high school or college, this is bad business. And so here in Boston, the Boston University School of Medicine, they have completed a study that found contact sports participants face an increased risk of Lewy body disease, which triggers Parkinson's and triggers dementia. So this CTE develops into all kinds of other things. They've researched 694 brains, 290 of them former athletes, some of them alive, some of them dead. Of the group that were athletes, 81% had CTE, 54% had Lewy body disease. So with that information, why in the name of heavens would you encourage, I say this all the time, any father or mother who encourages their youngster to play football or hockey is an irresponsible parent.
Well,
how much more information do you need?
Well, two things. Massive ignorance on the part of parents who push their children into this kind of stuff. And I'm going to include soccer, especially for soccer coaches that teach a pre-pubertal child to do headers. But before I do anything more here, I just want you to know we have an incredible traumatic brain injury protocol at our website. at ForbiddenDoctor.com, because we deal with traumatic brain injuries in our clinic all the time, yep. Either from sports.
Jack has a clinic in Salt Lake City where he has all kinds of very interesting things going on. Nuka chiropractors work on the whole body, but their basic focus is the neck, for those of you who don't know that. And you also are a GAPS practitioner. You and your wife, Mary, run
yes.
this clinic. And so that covers everything, inside and outside the body. Anyway.
Yeah. Now, you know that the body is constantly replacing cells all the time.
Yep.
The cells that line the inside of your mouth, that line the walls of the gut, are replaced within a matter of hours to a matter of just a few days. You know, if you burn your tongue with some hot drink or something, the next morning it's just fine. But there are some cells that don't turn over very fast, especially nerve cells and the cortex of the brain. Now, the first concussion is bad enough, but when a concussion occurs, like I said, with car accidents and such, we deal with that a lot. There's some dietary things we'd get people on right away to start speeding up the healing of nerve tissue. The problem with competitive sports is repeated concussions, where a concussion will occur in the same area of the outer lining of the brain that a previous concussion had occurred that hasn't healed yet. Now, if you can imagine, you know, we used to trade slugs in junior high and high school. You'd come up to one of your buddies and pound him in the shoulder or the upper arm. Yeah. And imagine somebody doing that to you every single day over a period of time. What's going to happen to those muscles? Even though those muscles are going to be repairing themselves, brain tissue doesn't heal that fast. Mm-hmm. And when you get enough of a brain injury, and you know very well, there's not just one area of the brain that does this or that. Our communicative skills involve several parts of the brain. Our ability to look and interpret what we're looking at or hearing involves different parts of the brain that work together. If one of those becomes repeatedly damaged, that's when we look at somebody and say, oh my gosh, what happened to him? Well, he's an outside linebacker, and he has been pummeled enough times now that things aren't working well. The football player you mentioned there is a very wise fellow at that early of an age.
Yep.
Because there's a lot of NFL players. I know one in particular who is related to a patient of mine at 32 years old, is sitting in a wheelchair wearing Depends.
Yeah.
And he played for the Chargers, the San Diego Chargers, at 32 years old.
You can't deny this stuff anymore. You just can't. And so, again, I focus my I think that as far as football players, when you sign a contract and you know what you're getting into, that's one thing. But youngsters who are encouraged by their parents to go play football, there are plenty of great sports, baseball, track and field. They all involve some kind of danger, there's no question about it, because any activity that your body is engaged in can ultimately lead to some challenge. But it's not the same kind of challenge. Having a bad knee or a bad hip or a bad ankle isn't the same as having a bad brain. You just, you know, you can't function, obviously, without your brain.
Well, we are, you know, we are our brain. You can get a new liver. You can get new kidneys. You can get new lungs. There's all kinds of transplants that take place. But the real you, especially up in the prefrontal cortex, where you consciously exist, we can't replace that kind of stuff. And when that stuff gets interrupted, when that stuff gets damaged repeatedly with these kinds of concussions, life is over with. Even though the other parts of your brain that keep you alive are working well, and you'll live for several more decades.
The involuntary stuff.
With half a brain. Exactly. Yeah. The involuntary stuff.
It's called brainus interruptus, I think. Isn't that the technical medical term for it? Brainus interruptus. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on what you're putting into your body. Supplementation is important. We say that all the time. And many of the supplements that we talk about on this program come out of serious medical research. Thus is the case with Purity Products Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. This is a small pill when you compare it to the size of the kind of horse pills that you get in fish oil, and things that come like that are huge. And this thing is just a small pill. Has omega 3 and krill oil in it, plus CoQ10 for energy. The krill oil is there to help you make sure your joints are comfortable, you have the right lubrication to work with a bursa. joint comfort, lubrication. That's what the krill oil is about. And the cardiovascular health that comes, the benefits of having fish oil in your routine, been documented 100 million times. Together, Krill Omega 50 Plus with the CoQ10 is something that will help you. There's no debate about this. It's just pure and pure, through and through, beneficial to you all over your body. So let's get you a free bottle. What do you think of that idea? Free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 is yours for the asking at 800-355-1493. That number again, 800-355-1493. You're going to ask for the free bottle of Krill Omega 50 that Doug Steffen is talking about. It's fish oil and krill oil put together. It's free for you at 800-355-1493. They'll ask you to pay for the shipping, a couple, $3 or $4, that's it. So get your free bottle. Feel how it makes your body different. It will, and it does. Get on the board, wagon right now. 800-355-1493 for Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. It's your free bottle. Dr. Jack Stockwell here to take care of your body. I'm Doug Steffen. Jack is a Nook, a chiropractor. His website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, that he and his wife work very diligently on, is a very helpful place for you to go if you're looking for alternatives. That's the best way I can describe what goes on at ForbiddenDoctor.com is it offers all kinds of alternative approaches to taking care of yourself. There are always podcasts there. There's one there now called Infertility, Miscarriage, and Heart Muscle Weakness. Put them all together. It's just a great resource. So that's there for your using, ForbiddenDoctor.com. You had one more comment. I want to talk about Demi Lovato for a minute with you.
Sure.
But you had one other comment about the problems with the cranium.
Yeah, well, the problem when you have repeated injuries to an area of the body, the immune system eventually becomes very alive to that source of damage inside the body, especially with repeated concussions, and an autoimmunity begins. Now, we know, 60, 70 years ago, they did not believe the body could attack itself. Now we have over 80 autoimmune specialties out there. Mm-hmm. But when the brain produces what are called autoantibodies, in other words, the antibodies are now attacking not some invading virus, they are attacking your own tissue because your body sees this damaged tissue as part of the problem. And so without a whole lot of deep thinking, it goes after your own tissue. It can attack your lungs. It can attack your liver. It can attack your kidneys. Sadly enough, it can do the same thing with the brain, where you can have an autoimmune attack against the brain. And once that starts, I mean, it's all downhill after that.
All right. Let's spend a couple of minutes talking about people who are overdosing still. Demi Lovato is a very popular singer. She's still in the hospital after she suffered complications because she apparently overdosed. The news media say that she's doing well. Then another one says she's not doing well. She's expected to make a full recovery, yada, yada, yada. In terms of treating yourself and getting into these problems, what is there about the body? This is a complicated question. You only got 60 seconds to answer it. What is there about the body that that sort of attracts you to things like this, to drugs that make you crazy? Or
here's continue? Where we go right back to the gut, Doug.
Yeah.
Because of weaknesses in the gut and things getting through the gut wall into the bloodstream will trigger these kinds of dependencies. Not just the psychological dependency, but the kind of dependency that chemicals that are in our overly processed food get through the gut wall, get into the bloodstream, and start triggering certain reactions inside the brain that just as much as an empty stomach and hunger will drive you for food. These kinds of effects upon the chemicals and the neurotransmitters of the brain will drive you for something that will satisfy that craving and that hunger. And a lot of recreational drugs end up being the answer, and people get into this cycle they simply can't get out of, and then they get some bad stuff, like Lovato, and the next thing you know, they're lucky to be alive.
Yeah, no, that's it. She was at some party for one of her dancers or something, and who knows what was getting passed around. So word to the wise, no. Just say no. I remember that. Supplements are always controversial, Jack, because there are good ones and there are bad ones, and Some people think they are all the same. They are not. We have had that conversation any number of times. Food-based supplements are the most desirable. Some of the chemical supplements are least desirable. So what's the latest, the percentage of Americans who have stress? And one wonders how much that has to do with what they're putting into their bodies, right?
Well, everybody has stress. I mean, yes, everybody. And the issue is, how does our body handle the stress? Two people can face the same climactic moment, and one of them, here's what we'll do. And the other one can go into a total state of panic, right into a panic attack, because the body's ability to handle it. We have an incredible hormone in the body, comes out of the adrenal glands, called cortisol. And that cortisol is designed to help the body handle stress in those. The idea is for a moment or so. You've got a few moments, something's happened, there's a little panic that comes over you. Cortisol helps to calm the thing down. But for a lot of people, they don't have enough cortisol, or they've had so much cortisol from so much stress that the cortisol receptor sites, the parts of the body that cortisol works on to slow and calm things down, gets a little deaf to the presence of the cortisol. So the American Psychological Association came out with some new stuff about how there is an increasing percentage of American adults and children, no less. So two of the things that we put into our ageless thyroid, ashwagandha and bacopa, are two herbs, food-based.
Sounds like places that you would go for a retreat.
Yes. They're called adaptogens. Uh-huh. And what they are, there's a lot of herbs that are adaptogens, but ashwagandha, also bacopa, are two premier herbs that help the body to handle stress, to assist cortisol to do its job. And bacopa also has great benefits for insomnia, depression, anxiety, heart and lung, digestive disorders. And there are studies, very reliable studies, about ashwagandha can lower the cortisol levels up to 30% when you're taking this. Now, the problem with high levels of cortisol are going to be a lot of, one of the major problems is weight gain. Because cortisol really suppresses the digestive processes and fat metabolism. And elevated cortisol not only can burn you out in the sense of too much stress where you just kind of lose it, but also there's a lot of weight gain problems with it. So
really,
it's just, you know, it's just something positive we wanted to come up with this morning about there are things that you can do besides your Xanax, besides your benzos.
Well, there always are, and that's the folly, if you will, or maybe the sadness that comes over me when I hear you talk about these things, how people become so connected to their doctors and the prescriptions that are so easy to give, especially in light of the research that came out, I think, a week or two ago about how, especially at the walk-in clinics, these doctors are writing prescriptions on top of prescriptions on top of prescriptions to get people out of the and the urgent care facilities. They do play a role, but why can't we have an urgent care facility that focuses on homeopathic? That's a whole new idea for maybe a new business. Open up a series of clinics like yours all around, start in Utah and all around the country, that focuses on helping people, but in a homeopathic, natural way.
Well, just, you know, some basic dietary changes, adaptogenic herbs that you can start taking. And that's why we crammed our ageless thyroid with this kind of stuff, because it brings a calming and a gentle, more approach to life when you are able to make sure your body has the necessary defenses. Because almost every hour of the day in our modern world, there's going to be a left-hand pitch thrown at you that you didn't see coming.
All right, here's a pitch. Calitrin. It's something you and I have used to lose weight. Calitrin, active ingredient collagen, what the body needs. You know that. We talked about this hundreds of times, actually. As you get older, you have less collagen, so you have to supplement. Back to supplementing again. And this is the best supplement because it's natural. It's something your body produces. It just helps you produce more of it. Calitrin, available at toploss.com. Lose weight safely, naturally. Toploss.com. Use the code DJV for a special 10% discount. Lose the weight with Calitrin at toploss.com.
This program was edited by Bob K. Sound and Recording. Visit bobksound.com.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.